This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So, as Muslims, we are successful people. We are people that have prominence. We are people that plan. We're people that have discipline. And so I would say that if a person took a good look at Islam, not a good look at Muslims, but a good look at Islam, they're going to be able, you know, it's like they got the book. If you got the book, you get the principles, and you follow the book and you follow the principles, you don't have to be subject to the people who have the book but they don't follow it, or the people, you know, who talk the principles but they don't act upon it. So this is what we have in Islam, and I think that every American should take a course in Islam 101. You know, I call it Islam 101 for everyone. Why? Because if Islam is a faith system that gives the human being integrity and balance and discipline and focus, and gives them more respect for themselves, respect for their parents, gives them a greater loyalty and a sense of integrity about their country and about the world, and gives them a new world view. I think that if a course in Islam 101 might open me up to that, would I want to take a course like that? Yes, because that's called empowerment. You know, people are buying little small books with 100 pages and reading it on the train or plane to do what? To become empowered. So somebody said to me just a little while ago, why don't we take, you know, 40 sayings of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and don't say the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, just put it in a little small book and put it inside the Doubleday or some of these bookstores, Barnes & Noble, and see if people will take it up to change their lives. This is what we can do. And in a certain amount of time, we would have overcome this whole issue of Islam being dehumanized and demonized. Why? Because we have shown people tangible value.